Grof, I believe your S&P 500 target here, 4550, we're well past that now, too. So, I mean, when we look at, I guess, some of the strength and confidence here in the market, what do you see as the way 2021 shapes up?
Yeah, I mean, the earnings season has really been given market participants a shot in the arm. It's been a very good earnings season, not as good as Q2 was, but still lots to celebrate. I think the fiscal spend that was approved by the Biden administration gives or extends the rally, specifically in the cyclical sectors. You know, earnings was particularly strong right now for materials and industrials within the S&P, and we see that continuing. However, as we start looking out at 2022, I think what we're looking for is there to be just the same confidence in earnings. We don't see much room for multiple expansion. I mean, already we're looking at 22, 23 levels on the S&P. As long as the rates picture remains in that 10-year stays around, you know, 1.6 or so, 1.7, I think we're good. But if it starts getting to 2, 2.5, then you can see a multiple contraction. But heading into 2022, it's all about earnings. And I think one thing I forgot to mention was that the guidance from companies for 2021 and 2022 was also actually very strong. So I think we feel pretty positive about that.
Yeah, I mean, when we look at some of the strength, right, some of the strength in the market, right, and I'm not sure how many people saw energy kind of leading the way in 2021, but, you know, that's been the case. And you got financials coming back stronger as you see expectations for rates to eventually be raised. I mean, when you look at who that growth engine might be into next year and you look out in earnings, what do you see there in terms of where investors should be, I guess, repositioning?
I think the cyclical sectors do offer some promise. So I think when we think about the supply chain pressures that are going to continue still into 2022, I think energy is a bit bound in price, right? So we don't see energy going down to, you know, 80s or 70s anymore. I think it is going to be range bound, something in that, call it the 80 to 100 range, and very well anchored given the lack of investment within that sector, still really robust demand occurring through. So cyclical sectors do offer a bit more promise. And I think cyclical sectors are the ones that have suffered for the last 10, 12 years, in fact. Some areas from an earnings standpoint, this is the first time we're seeing good reason to believe that earnings are going to deliver on that side. And I think that's what investors should be looking for, some value as they head into 2022.
And Gaurav, thank you so much for being here. I want to ask you again, we're expecting CPI data to come out later this week. If we see those numbers go higher, is there a fear that the Fed will have to accelerate their taper timeline?
I don't see much risk of that occurring. I mean, we did see divergence in policy occurring. I mean, BOE is the one to look out for, where there was good reason heading into it. Everybody was expecting potentially a 15 basis points hike, but they decided to hold back. Our sense is that given the language coming out of the Fed, the path to a rate hike is still well into 2022 and or more likely 2023. I think the Fed is going to be very patient.